Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my heart. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. In the Leith household, as you know, we like to play games to entertain the family. Okay?
That's right. Yeah, you do. You like to mix up words. And
Yeah, just for a bit of fun. Especially during lockdown, we were doing a lot of it where we were, you know, taking a famous movie and changing one word to make it something else.
Yeah, and ruin a movie with one word.
A bit of fun. I have another one for you guys.
Oh, do you?
All right. I won't lie. I haven't played this one with my family. All right, because... The word is moist.
Oh, it is that word.
It's a strange word, like moist, isn't it? It is.
And the last few days, we've had that humidity. So I can see why you've done this.
It's been rising up, and we've all been feeling it.
And so, you use the word as shock factor, I do. Oh, gosh, is anyone feeling moist today?
Okay, now what if moist was put into the lyric of a song? Okay, so I put it out to the Illawarra. You know, let's ruin a song by putting the word moist in there. I've got a top five, but there are some honorable mentions, all right?
Okay.
I did have this one.
Oh, yeah.
Moist.
All right, so, but that didn't make the top five. Another one that didn't make the top five is this one.
Moist.
It sounds awful, doesn't it? Who's doing the speaking in that?
Moist. Sounds like my old high school principal. Moist.
There. Okay, so in fifth position, check it out.
At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to
moist
your lover.
Rude. That's rude, actually. Okay.
It is a bit risque.
Actually, this whole thing's a bit rude.
But kind of in context, though. That works.
It works. Okay, what about this one? Classic song.
Moist.
Moist.
It is
cringy. Like, honestly, the hairs are sticking up on the back of my neck.
It's way ruder now. Okay, what about this? Third position. Oh, I just can't
wait to be moist.
It's bad form. All right. In second position.
You ruined that Lion King as well.
The Lion King will never be the same.
It will never be the same.
In second position. All right.
Okay.
Check it out. So won't you tell me? Won't
you tell me the truth? Moist. Moist.
I feel really bad. People are going to hear this and say that Damien Leith is a bit of a...
I'll tell you what, that is a passion killer. That is.
But wait, look, in every competition, there can be only one winner.
Okay.
Taking out the top prize, Afro Man. Here we go. I was gonna clean
my room until I got moist.
I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got
moist.
My room is still messed up, and I know why. Why, man? Yeah.
Moist.
Make
it stop. Oh, there's your top five. We did it. Oh, thank goodness.
Anyone else feel a little sick in the stomach now?
I'm blushing over here. This is terrible.
I'm blaming the humidity.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, you'd know all about this. Same with you, Dino. In families... You know, we always hide a key somewhere. Everybody does it. Am I right? Is that a thing?
Under the doormat, yeah.
Under doormats.
Shouldn't have said that.
Sorry. Yeah, no.
We're all raiding your house later on today, right. Dino. We all do. We've all got to hide in place for the key, okay? Yeah. And it's the backup system for kids coming home and all the rest. In the Leith household, in our house, we hide a key in a little plastic bag. In a plant in the front of our house, okay?
A little plastic bag. So why do you put the key in a plastic bag?
Because the plant is mud.
To keep the key clean.
Okay. Yeah, so it's in a plastic bag buried inside of a pot plant.
Okay, right, yeah.
Now, That's fine.
It's taking it to the next level, though.
No.
I'm usually the under the mat person.
No, because everybody checks under the mat. Okay, look, it's Dino. You're in a high risk situation there, doing that. We had to secure ourselves.
I'm in a high risk suburb too.
No, that's fine.
You need to make some real changes in your life.
You really do,
okay?
Dino.
Well, you know what? My in-laws, they arrived over to do the weekly lawns. You know,
right,
mowing
yes.
the lawn and all the yeah. rest. And the pot plant that we had put the key in,
yeah.
that we hidden in, grandfather Stapleton, Eileen's dad, came along and moved all the pot plants around.
Oh, so he did it. He did a little bit of, you know, Home Beautiful
this
with selling houses in Australia and revamped the...
This is what he does. So the pot plant that was sitting right by our door, we have quite a few of these things, suddenly wasn't there anymore. We got locked out of the house. We all arrived home, including him, by the way.
Yeah.
He was there as well. We'd all arrived home. Eileen had gone away with the car, so she had the keys. We'd gone for a walk to the cafe. We arrived at the house, can't get in. I said, no worries, I'll go to the pot plant. Of course, nothing in there. I'm. It's like a treasure hunt. Where's the damn key? Nothing in that. We went through, I think it was 7 pot plants before, because I wasn't really sure which one it was. I just knew it was meant to be the one beside the door.
Yeah, and I love it that he moved them and he wasn't clearly not sure which one it was either.
Well, the whole thing about it was he knew we had hid it in a pot plant, but still, he had moved it, gone. I mean, there was a part of me immediately thought, you know what, I'm not going to get these guys to be doing any more gardening for us. And then I looked at the gardener and went, I'll let this one pass.
Yeah, it's free labor.
I'll let it slide. Yeah. Sorry. But I mean, it happens though. You can get locked out so easy.
Everyone's got a moment in their life where they've been locked out. I remember once. We were living at Churchill Street in Jamboree and Lulu was about 3 and we were in the kitchen and then I went out to put a load of washing on because the laundry was outside and went to come back in and I tried the door and the door's locked and our back door was like full glass and I'm looked in there and I'm like knocking on the door going, Lulu, Lulu. She looks at me, goes to the pantry, pulls down a massive jar of peanut butter, sits on the floor right at the back door and starts eating peanut butter with her hand and just sits there smiling at me going, hi, Mummy. And then just ate peanut butter and just sat there.
Lulu is awesome.
She was taunting me.
She is awesome. I love that she did that. That's the sort of person. She is the ultimate. I love that. That's what kids have got to be able to do, you know? They've got to be able to tease their parents when they're locked out of the house. Did she go for the cupcakes as well?
We didn't have them in the house. She wasn't big enough to reach. But now, you can't. Everyone's got to wear a key around their neck at our house.
Oh, yeah, geez. Well, I mean, she's always trying to escape anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So the one time that she actually wanted to stay inside with perfect timing. Yeah. All right, we got Beck in Albion Park. Hey, when have you been locked out or locked in?
I've got a funny story. It's actually my husband's grandmother. She was 80 at the time.
Yeah.
She left to go to the good old bolo, you know, for her drinkies and raffle, as you do.
Yeah.
And she got there and realised she left her house keys at home.
Oh.
And so she took the good old booze bus back home.
Nice.
And then realised, obviously, the keys are in the house, so she got the next door neighbour to help her crack a window, smash it with a baseball bat, crack a window sort of thing.
So literally crack it?
Full on, okay.
Literally. She's climbed in. Mind you, there's glass everywhere because they've smashed this window.
Yeah, wait,
she's gone in.
She's climbed in, your 80-year-old grandma.
Oh, yeah, mate. She things you do just to go back to the bolo. She got her keys and went back. What a legend.
She is a legend. She is a local hero. I got to say, we all love her.
I want to be just like her when I grow up.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, things you do for a raffle and a drink, eh?
We're off to Tongara. Kimmy, locked out, locked in. What happened?
All right. So I lived in a little unit in Wollongong about 15 years ago. A single, and the little unit, it opened up into a courtyard, okay? So you've got to see this. You've got to picture it.
Okay.
So all of the units opened up into this courtyard, an external courtyard. So there's no hiding anything. Anyway, I went on a hot date. So hot date, you know, it's the classic little black dress, the heels. I looked quite hot, if you will.
Nice.
So anyway, realised when I get home from the date went really well, if you're wondering. Forgot my keys. So the only way in was to go through a neighbour's bedroom window, which was upstairs, climb out and climb into my bedroom window, which I left partially open. Now, the neighbour was having a bit of a party with about 20 people over at the time, so off I go, thinking, you know, independent woman, I'll do it myself. So, long story short, jumped out the window, my foot got stuck in the Venetians, I went half out, dress went up around my neck, fully exposed, everyone could see, and I was basically stuck half upside down, climbing out of a window, trying to get into my own. Really embarrassing. Yeah, it's not one of my, you know, it's not one of my greatest feats, but I eventually got in, but I had cuts on my, because those, you know, those slimline Venetians?
Yeah.
They're like razor blades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, yes. Yeah, I had cuts on my legs. Oh, I was so embarrassed. I lived like a hermit for a month. I didn't want to see anybody. And if you're wondering, I never saw the guy again.
Oh, no. So no second date.
You made an ass of that, didn't you?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
School holidays, we're all in the midst of it at the moment. And yesterday I got home from work and my husband Milko, because he's had a rough trot with me being in isolation for COVID. He's been looking after all the kids. And he's a young man. He's only in his early 30s, but he looks like he's about in his 80s at the moment.
I would imagine he does.
Very stressed.
He's crying out saying, give me COVID.
That's right. Please send me to the rooms so I can be by myself. And so I said, you know what, sweetie? I'm going to take the two big girls out, like Arwen and Lulu. I'll take them for a swim at the Leisure Centre. You've got a couple of hours apiece. Uh-huh. So I went into Climber Leisure Centre and it was actually turned out to be pretty good. Like the girls had a good swim and I was, you know, when you're at that place and you kind of run into a lot of people you haven't seen for ages. So I was chatting to a girl from school and she was there with her kids as well and we're having a chat and her little boy, he was about 5, he came up to her and he goes, Mum, I don't feel well.
Oh, no.
And she's the same kind of parent as me that you go, you'll be right, have a drink of water or go stand there, get some fresh air. You're having a conversation. You think, you know what? They're that child that always cries wolf, and you're like, chin up, soldier. You'll be okay.
Yeah, just carry on.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then he looked at her, and then he just vomited everywhere at our feet. And then we were like, maybe he really was sick. So he did a vomit, and then I was like, I think he was sick. Did you guys have hot chips for lunch? Because that's all it looked like. And she's like, oh, I think I might take him to the toilet. So we just got a plastic chair and put it over the vomit. And then he vomited again. And she was just this like trail of chairs as she got him to the bathroom. And we called the staff over. And at the Climber Leisure Centre, we were near the kids' pool. They've got grates all around the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the staff members came with a hose, lifted the grates up and started hosing the vomit.
Into the grate.
Yeah, so from the view of the pool, it looks like they're just hosing it straight into the water, but they've actually got a channel before it gets to the pool.
A vomit channel.
It's basically a vomit channel. I think that's what it was designed for. And so they can put all the debris in there and then it goes to down into the waste system. But you can't see that from the pool. Can I just say, I've never seen kids leave a pool quicker. There were like 30 kids in the pool. They all vacated. All the parents were packing their bags and going home. And when I saw my friend later, I said, thank you so much, because I did not know how I was going to get my kids out of the pool. Yes. And once your kid vomited and it looked like it was going into the water, everyone was out.
Like a shark.
Yes.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Hey, guys, time for our hypo. New to the show. The hypo is our little hypothetical question of the week.
This is the first one of the year.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Okay. Let's see what your morals are like, Jed. All right, let's put them to the test.
If I've grown any over the holidays.
I always come out really good in these. You come out really bad.
It's true.
All right. Check this out.
Jade and Damien, if you could improve any aspect of yourself, like your intelligence, fitness, or a body part, but the trade-off being you have to decrease another aspect of yourself, what aspects would you increase and which would you decrease?
Damien's giggling, so we already know what he would like to increase.
Yeah, I was going to say decrease.
you wish you had that problem.
When you've got a lot of something, it's all right to chop a bit off.
You've got stuff to spare, haven't you?
Oh, well, okay. This is actually a really hard one,
okay,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, intelligence is a really cool thing to increase. I would definitely go for that as an increase, you know.
So what would you get rid of then?
What would I decrease? Jeez. I'm such a kid. Oh, yeah. The only thing that I would decrease. Okay, no.
Your grey hair? Oh, wait, you've done that already?
I've found a way around that.
Okay. You can have a think about it if you want.
All right,
okay.
That's really hard.
I would increase intelligence and memory, definitely, because they're my big, like, I've got the, even my four-year-old, I started going, oh, yeah, Mum, that's okay, Mum, because you forget things, so don't worry.
Oh,
jeez. So she's recognised that I forget things.
But wait, now, you've just picked two things, okay? You're only allowed to increase one. You've got intelligence and memory. Which one do you want?
Well, if I was smarter, I would learn how to remember stuff. So I'm going to I'm definitely increasing intelligence because
I think
knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And so because I get more intelligent, I would be decreasing my fat level of my body. So instead of being, in the obesity category where people are like going, you're going to get diabetes if you don't start exercising, then I would, because I'm decreasing my fat, I'm inadvertently going to become smarter and skinnier.
Wow, okay.
So one's really shallow because I want to get out of maternity pants before Henry's at school. He's almost one. And then the other one's actually a bit a little deeper. Sorry, I'm giving Damien the double finger because I want to get smarter. Well, so that's what I would
Okay,
go no, for.
I like that. Okay, so okay, well, I'm going intelligence as well because I think intelligence is a good thing to have.
Yeah.
And I'm going to decrease tiredness. Oh.
Ah.
I just find I'm tired all the time. Gee.
That's called age. So maybe you want to decrease your age. Go back to your early
Benjamin
20s.
Benjamin Buttons over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I will go age. I would be right back to my 20s, with the long trench coat, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, don't go to that era of your life, don't you? Let's leave that in the past. That trench coat needs to
that
stay in the
90s. That was my coolest era. That's when I was like, oh, yeah, check him out.
You'll be smart enough, though, to realize that it wasn't.
Jeez, harsh.
There we go. That is it. So, hypo, first one for the new year, a hypothetical question of the week. You can play along at home or play along and give us a buzz anytime.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's life hack. All right, today's life hack is a life hack in process. Progress. It's in progress and it's in...
It's a process?
Yeah, it is a process.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I'm not 100% sure whether or not this is working yet.
Oh.
So I, like many other people, I get dandruff in my hair.
Yeah.
On my scalp.
And also on your shoulders.
On my shoulders. As an end result, it ends up on my shoulders as well. And I had dandruff, I reckon for the past like 10 years, I've really noticed that I've got dandruff. And so everyone, if you've had dandruff, you've tried that Head & Shoulders shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got that in the household. But I'm just feeling like that it's really heavily chemical based. So over the holidays, I thought I'm going to look up an a la naturelle remedy. Because I'm not going to put money in the coffers of the bigwigs.
Okay.
Surely there's a natural remedy for dandruff.
All right.
And apparently the remedy is apple cider vinegar.
Oh, all right, okay.
So you dilute the apple cider vinegar in water. So one part apple cider vinegar to two parts water.
Yeah.
And then you put it in a jug, and then after you have your shower, you rinse your hair with the apple cider vinegar.
All right.
Can you just do something for me about Damien?
Here we go.
Can you just smell? I want you to smell my hair. Can you?
I spend my time smelling you. I smelled on your armpits. Now I'm doing your hair.
Can you smell it? Because I started these on Monday, so I started this week. But you leave the vinegar in, and I just wonder if you can smell it. I still don't have a sense of smell from COVID. I've got the residue of my COVID experience.
I mean, you smell a little bit like a kind of a cider brewery.
Do I?
Are you sure it's apple cider or just cider you poured on your hair?
Yeah, not my pores from my drinks last night, mate.
It doesn't smell bad. Can
you smell it?
There's a kind of a nice sort of... fresh
salad
vinegar,
smell?
Vinegary sort of smell. It has a fish and chip sort of smell.
So don't go walking near the marina at Shoal Harbour. The seagulls will attack me. And look, I don't know have I got loose dandruff. Maybe what? I need to do a shake. Can I bring a black t-shirt?
All joking aside, I've never noticed that you had dandruff, but you would know. So yeah, I mean, are you finding that you're not itching your head as much as you normally do?
Oh well, there you go. So it must be working. Can I wear a black t-shirt and put it on and I'll do the shake test and see how many flakes land on my shoulders?
Well, I'm not taking it back then. It's your t-shirt.
All right. Well, you keep updating us on that. Yeah. Illawarra, feel free to try it. Apple cider vinegar for your dandruff and report back to us.
Here's just one tip, just quickly. When you're pouring it on your head, don't lean forward like I did and pour it on your head because it will end up in your eyes. And vinegar in the eyes, it does smart a little.
All right. Nice tip. Nice tip. I like your style there.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Jade and Damien. You'll make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.